Dictation for Brian, Brianne Porter, P-O-R-T-E-R, November 11, 2007. Addresses a letter to Dr. Laurie, L-O-W-R-Y, 629-8145. Dear Dr. Laurie, consultation for Ms. Porter with new onset hypertension comes accompanied with parents. As you are aware, she has a diagnosis of Crohn's disease of the ileum. She follows with gastroenterology, DeVos, DE, Vias Invictor, OAS Grand Rapids, pediatric. She's taking biological treatment, steroids, prednisone, as well as mercaptopurine. She has developed hypertension. She has chronic abdominal pain, frequent loose stools, no bleeding. She has gained close to 40 pounds over the last 1 year, from 140 to close to 180 since January of 2025, probably from the steroids. There has been mouth ulcers, fatigue, diagnosis confirmed by biopsy of the terminal ileum through endoscopy. She has no symptoms related to high blood pressure, denies headaches, changes on eyesight, chest pain, palpitation, dyspnea, no syncope, no bowel, no urinary problems, no gross edema or skin rash. Next paragraph, secondary causes has been evaluated. There is normal kidney function. Renal Doppler, no evidence for renal artery stenosis. Blood and urine catecholamines, nothing to suggest pheochromocytoma, normal potassium acid base. No activity in the urine for blood or protein, nothing to suggest glomerulonephritis or vasculitis. Normal imaging of the kidneys on prior CT scans, MRIs, without evidence of obstruction or urinary retention. She's not physically active and does not follow any restricted sodium. Next paragraph. No smoking, alcohol, drugs. Next paragraph. Reported side effects to amoxicillin. Next paragraph. Present medications include iron for iron deficiency, Prilosec, biosimilar to Humira, H-U-M-I-R-A, mercaptopurine, which is relatively new medicine the last few months, was on prednisone, apparently now off, Allegra, it started on lisinopril. Next paragraph, no prior surgeries. Review system down. Next paragraph, family history for Crohn's disease, mother and great-grandmother. Next paragraph, on physical exam, weight 179. Blood pressure on the right, 110/82. On the left, 116/88. No respiratory distress, alert to intestine 4. She allows parents to answer all questions. No gross skin, mucosal, or lymph nodes abnormalities. Eyes, oral mucosa, normal. No palpable neck masses, thyroid lymph nodes. No carotid bruise, JVD. Lungs are clear, no arrhythmia. No gross abdominal discomfort or tenderness. No edema, non-focal. Next paragraph. Most recent chemistries, December. normal kidneys, electrolyte, acid-base, calcium, glucose. Most recent hemoglobin is normal, normal white blood cell platelets, normal thyroid, no evidence of elevated aldosterone, no albumin in the urine. Next paragraph. Assessment and plan. Brianne likely has primary hypertension associated to recent steroid exposure and significant weight gain, at least 40 pounds or more within the last 1 year. She's been treated actively for Crohn's disease of the terminal ileum, clinically improved, now off the steroids. You have done extensive workup for secondary causes of hypertension, all of them being negative. Blood pressure has been confirmed to be elevated with a 24-hour blood pressure monitor with persistent elevation, systolic, diastolic, day and night. ...49% of the time systolic and 30% diastolic. We discuss about physical activity, minimizing salt, weight reduction if possible. You are already doing lisinopril. The dose can be increased progressively. We can use any medications for blood pressure. The first three choices will be ACE inhibitors or ARBs, calcium channel blockers, and or diuretics. She understands the blood pressure is silent and it will not cause any symptoms. The importance to control blood pressure to avoid end organ damage, brain, kidneys, heart, vascular disease, etc. She has normal glucose. She will need cholesterol every 6 months or at least once a year, which are typical associations for primary hypertension. Our goal blood pressure most of the time should be under 130 and under 70. All questions answered. We would like to see her back in a year, early as needed. End of dictation.